Welcome to the Akigawa Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. We hope this resource will help you in your walk with Jesus as you grow more and more into His image. For more information about Akigawa Baptist Church, please visit akigawabc.com. Now, enjoy the sermon.
Have you guys ever done any jogging before? I am not a good jogger. I hate to say that. It's always been a far off but not real tangible dream for me to be able to run and to run marathons. I see people in that I meet in contact with who run consistently, and I was like, man, that's amazing. I do know this, though. I've walked a little bit, which is totally not even near the comparison of right. I've walked before, and it's been great, you know. But having a walking buddy, having somebody to walk with or to run with is so helpful, right? Getting to have that, you know, that camaraderie, that, hey, you got to, like, that pushing one another, that challenge each other. Hey, come on, man, let's do this. Having that, and sometimes just walking with you when you're tired, helping you to stay focused on your goal. Having a running buddy, having a walking buddy is incredibly important, especially in our physical exercise as well as our spiritual walk with Jesus. We talked last week about the race that is set before us, right? How we are in a race. You and I are running, not a sprint, but a marathon. We're continually running towards Jesus. You have the race that is set before us, and we forget the things that are behind, and we look forward, look to the things that are ahead of us. It sure does help to have somebody who can run with us to help us forget what's behind and look forward and reach forward to the things that are in front of us. But not necessarily, but just because a running buddy is available to you may not necessarily mean that that is the best running buddy for you, right? Sometimes you can have a running buddy that totally throws you off your game. You can have a running buddy that, like, basically drags you down rather than pushes you forward, right? Not all running buddies are created equal. You can have a good running buddy, and you can have a horrible, horrible running buddy. Especially if your running buddy does not want to run the same direction that you're running toward, right? So how do you find a good running buddy? That's the question we're going to look at today. How do we find a good running partner for our spiritual walk with Jesus? And this is what kind of Paul helps us to kind of flesh out a little bit as we look at our next passage of Scripture. Philippians chapter 3. We're going to finish this chapter this week, and we're going to jump into just the first part of the next chapter as we see how to find a good running partner. It says, "Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk, so as ye have us for an example." We're going to read through the whole passage real quick. Verse 18, "For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the work whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Therefore, my beloved brethren, dear beloved and longed for, my joy and my crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved." We're going to look at this passage real quick and see what the Bible says, see what Paul teaches us about having a good running partner. Verse 17 says this. Let's look at verse 17. This is where we're going to start our passage today. "Brethren, be followers together of me." Let me stop there for a second. Paul says, and then he says, "And mark them which walk, so as ye have us for an ensample." Paul reminds us that there are people who are good for you to run with. There are people who are good for you to run with. Man, if you need somebody to help you learn how to run, Paul is saying, you know what? If you need somebody like that, I will be that for you. I will be your running buddy. He says, follow me. Be followers together of me. What's he talking about? Is he talking about, listen, guys, I figured it out. I've perfected running. So I will be your example, young grasshopper. Is that kind of what he's talking about here? No. If you look back, he's not talking about the perfection of his running. He's focused on the process of how he runs. Remember when he said just a couple of verses earlier? Look with me real quick. Verse 13 says this. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. I'm not perfect. I know this. I have not achieved perfection in my run with Jesus. But this is what I do. This is my process. He says, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before me, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Here's what he's saying. I know I'm not perfect. I'm not expecting you to run a perfect race because I'm not running a perfect race. But this is the process through which I'm running, by which I'm running. And this is the process that I want you to follow after. This is the pattern of running that I'm doing and I'm striving towards. So repeat that pattern. Follow the way I run. Don't look behind you. Look forward. Reach forward to the things that are in front of you. Repeat that pattern in your own life. Run like I run. Run with me toward Jesus. Let me be your running buddy. But Paul also reminds us that he isn't the only one who is running this race. He isn't the only one that you have to pattern your life after, pattern your run after. There are other people. And this is what he points out to in verse 17, at the end of verse 17. He says, brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. You can use me if you want to, but there are other people there. This is a plurality here. There are other people that you can run after and find those out. Search them out. Mark them. There are others who are around you who run really well too. And think about that for a second. There's a huge advantage in making those around you your running partners than it is to just have somebody in the Bible be your running partner. Why is that? Well, think about Paul's situation for a second, right? Paul's in jail. But Paul being in jail doesn't necessarily mean that the Philippian church did not know Paul well. They knew Paul very, very well. Paul had spent a lot of time with them in the beginning days of their church and had often come to them and spent time with them, right? They knew Paul. They knew him really well. They knew how he lived his life day in and day out. But Paul was not able to be with them in that circumstance. He's in Rome. He's stuck. He doesn't know whether he's going to live or die. He's awaiting his fate. And so Paul says, look, I will be somebody to follow after if you need me to, but there are others already there to whom you can search out and run with. And this is what he's pointing to. Mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. Paul was literally sending people to the Philippian church. Remember? Timothy and Epaphroditus, men who they knew well. And he was sending them to help them live out what he was teaching. Isn't that amazing? Paul's like, listen, guys, I'm sending you people so that you can run with them. These men can be with you day in, day out. They can see your successes. They can see your failures. They can celebrate with you when you have victories in Jesus. And they can mourn with you and they can help you and support you when you fall and when you stumble. We're going to talk about that next week. What happens when you stumble? What happens when you fall? How do you deal with that? We're going to look at that next week. Paul was literally saying, the people there with you day in, day out, that you're living life with, these are the ones whom you should also use and to point out and search out to run the race of following Jesus with. This is what Paul points us to do too, doesn't he? Follow the way I run, but be sure to grab a running buddy. You can follow my pattern, but run with someone as you follow my pattern. This is literally what he's talking about. He's talking about people in your church family. Just as he had made sure there were people in the Philippian church family that they could run with, be running buddies with, running partners with, so also God provides us in our church family running buddies. Search them out. Your brother or sister will consistently, you want to find a brother or sister who will consistently run with you. This is the interesting thing because they know your strengths, right? They know where you're strong, but they also know where you're weak. Your brother or sister that you can spend time with, that you can have conversations with, that will help you to know and love Jesus more deeply. A running buddy who will speak truth to you. Hey, I see this in your life. This is not good. But also a running buddy who will let you speak truth to them. This is a combined effort. Paul says, these are the kinds of running buddies. These are the kind of running partners that you need in your daily walk with Jesus. In your pursuit of holiness. In your desire to forget the failures or successes that you've had behind and reach forth toward the mark. He says, find them out. Look for them. Make time to be with them. So that you can know Jesus more deeply with them and together pursue a life that follows after Jesus. One thing that's helpful is to find a buddy, a running buddy, that's a little bit more mature. And the reason is, he will have run where you are running right now. He will have already run where you are running right now. But also, he may be running right now where one day you will be running. He may be running right now where one day you will be running. So find somebody who may be a little bit more mature. Even so, even though a running buddy may be more mature or less mature, as long as you're running towards the same direction, that's critical. I'll tell you what. There's been a lot of guys who I've run with that I have been discipling. I think of my brother Ikuya, and of course Ben and Dan, you guys too. You know, it's interesting. Like, you know, we're different. We're the spiritual maturity doesn't, like, Ikuya is a brand new believer, right? He's just gotten saved just a few years ago, and just spending time with him, he brings out things in Scripture that I overlook, right? This is true with Dan and Ben. You point out things that we need in our life, right? This is so interesting. More than maturity, it's that consistency, the direction that you're running towards. But if you can't find somebody who's more mature, man, find them and run with them, right? It is important to find a good running buddy, but it is also important to beware of bad running buddies. Not every running partner is good, because every running partner will affect how you run. Every running partner will affect how you run. If you pick a good one, he's going to be exactly what you need to run well consistently. But a wrong running buddy will affect you adversely. He will bring you down. He will affect how you run in a bad way. Paul says there are some running buddies that you should avoid at all costs. Do not run with them, because, one, they're running for the wrong reason. They're going to get sidetracked. They're going to bring you with them. Some maybe even running in the opposite direction that you're trying to run in. So don't run with them. Who are these people? Look at verse 18. This is where we find him. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. There are some who, instead of running to the cross of Jesus, are running against it. They may even be people who call themselves Christian. But the truth is, they are literally running to their own demise. Verse 19 says, whose end is destruction. They are running to their own demise. They are running. Even though they may claim to be a Christian, their walk is directly against the cross of Christ. Paul says they have refused the sacrifice of Jesus on their behalf and instead chose to run in their own direction, their own end, their own finish line, which is their demise, their destruction. They are running straight toward an eternity in hell. Here's the question. Why would you want to run towards something that you have been set free from? Why would you run to something that you have been rescued from? Why would you want to run with somebody who's literally running the exact opposite direction as you are, who is, instead of pulling you and helping you to run toward Jesus, is doing all kinds of things to distract you? Let's go this way. Let's go this way. Hey, let's run back for a little bit. Hey, this is a better direction. Let's go in this direction. Who pulls you away from Jesus rather than pulls you and pushes you toward Jesus? So what are the warning signs? How do we know where to look for, what to look for? How do I know if I should have somebody as my running partner? How should I avoid somebody if they're against what I'm running toward? There are three characteristics that will give us a good recognition of what this running partner is going to be. They're found in verse 19. The first thing is this. This is their end, whose end is destruction. This is what they're running towards. But we see three characteristics of who they are. First is whose God is their belly. They pursue their own lusts. So the first thing you do is this. Look at what they're focused on. What are they focused on? What are they running toward? Are they primarily running after their own lusts? The Bible describes three general categories of lust, right? Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. Lust of the flesh. Are they running after the things that they want to do? That's the lust of the flesh. Things that they want to do that are against God's will. Are they running after lust of the eyes, the things they want to have? I want this, the lust of the eyes. Things that are against, that they know is against God's will, and yet they want it. Are they running after things they want to be? Pride of life. I want to be this. It goes against God's will, but I don't care. This is what I want to be, and I'm going to strive toward it. See the things they want to do. See the things they want to have. See the things they want to be, because it will tell you who they are running after. Is their flesh their God? Are their lusts their God? Do they live to serve their lusts? If you are running toward Jesus, remember what Jesus said, if anybody follow after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. If you are going to follow Jesus, you can't both deny yourself and pursue your lusts at the same time. Right? You have to pick. And you want somebody that will help you pick the right one. This is where having a running buddy who pursues the lusts of his flesh, the lusts of his eyes, and the pride of his life will keep you from following after Jesus. First, they pursue their own lusts. But secondly, whose glory is in their shame? They boast in shameful things. The second way to find whether or not this running buddy is a good running buddy or a bad running buddy is this. Look at what they talk about. Look at what they talk about. Look at what they are focused on. Secondly, look at what they talk about. When you achieve the thing that you've been running hard to pursue, when you get it, when they become your victories, your trophies, you will naturally be proud of them. I've worked hard to get this, and I got it. This is my trophy, right? A trophy is something that you'll want to talk about, something that you want to display to others. Check this out. Check out what I've been able to do. The question is, where are their trophies? What do they talk about? Are they focused on their lust? Is that what they talk about? When you have a conversation with somebody who you're thinking of maybe being your running buddy, see what they talk about. Is Jesus in their conversation at all? Are they running after Jesus? Have they pursued? Is there spiritual walk? Man, I'm working on this right now. I really hope I get victory over it. Is Jesus in their conversation? Are they enjoying talking about who Jesus is in their life? If they aren't, that's the question. Do you really want to run with them towards the things that you're striving after? Are they boasting in shameful things? And the third question, the third thing to look at is this. First, what are they focused on? Second, what are they talking about? Third, what are they investing in? What are they investing their time, their energy, their life, their resources, their skills? What are they investing in those things? Because we see the third aspect, those who mind earthly things, those who are only focused on this earthly life. If their future focus only goes so far as their life here on earth. In other words, if they're so focused, but only focused on their future, but it's a very short-term future focus. They only go to the end of this life. This is what I want for my life. This is what I want for my life. But it never goes beyond that. Their focus is too short-sighted. Because where your focus starts is where theirs ends. Where your focus should be starting, your eternal future. Your future in eternity, where you should be focusing on, where that starts is where theirs ends. And so if you think about it, you're investing in literally the entirely different things. And so you want to find somebody who's future focus, the things that they want to invest their time, the things that they want to focus their energy, invest their energy and their skills and their resources in, things that last for eternity because they recognize that Jesus is coming back. Now, the things I do right now will greatly impact how my future, not just my physical future here on earth, but the future I have in eternity. Jesus says, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and dust do not corrupt. He tells us to lay up treasures. And so it's important for us to recognize that and have our focus set on the right future. Why? This is important for us to understand. Listen, if we are running, we need to make sure we understand why we are running the race we are running. What is our goal? What is our ultimate destination? Who are we running towards and what are we running towards? Jesus says our citizenship is not here on earth. It is in heaven. We're running toward home. And that home is heaven. Look at what he says in verse 20. He says, for our conversation, our citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ. We're running towards Jesus. Our citizenship is in heaven. This is who we are, right? You and I are citizens of heaven. And this is where we're headed. And if that is true, then let's run like it's true. If we really are citizens of heaven, let's run like we're citizens of heaven. Let's run toward our home. Let's run with our eyes on Jesus. But also find those who will run with you toward that finish line. Run together with them toward it when you find somebody like that. Because what happens when we reach our goal? See, we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ talks about his power, his glory, right? And this is why, verse 21, the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember when we talk about the name given among all every other name? That's what he's talking about right there. The Lord Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, God. Because this Jesus, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able even to subdue all things unto himself. It's pointing back to who Jesus is. Lord of lords, King of kings, the one whose name is above every other name. And that name is so powerful and so glorious that it is that power in which he will subdue all things when he returns. Right? And it is also that same power with which he will change you. He's going to change you with that same almighty, glorious power to change you. Jesus says, one day, I'll be back. I can't think but think of like the Terminator. I'll be back. Jesus says that, right? And when that day comes, Jesus is going to take us to be with him forever. But not only that, he's going to change us so that we can be with him forever. He's going to change my weak, sin-damaged, corruptible body into a pure, glorious, incorruptible body. Just like his resurrected body. And he's going to do it with the same power with which he subdued all things. So here's a question. This is what I want to close with. If Jesus is going to return, and he is, what are we doing to meet him? Are we running to meet him when he comes for us? And the question is, how do I run to him? Where is the focus with which I run today and tomorrow and the next day? Paul tells us, but also Peter and John give us the very direct connection between Jesus' return one day in the future and our running today and tomorrow and the next day. What is the connection? How does when Jesus is coming back affect and help motivate me for my running? In what way does it motivate me? Look at 2 Peter. Let's look at what Peter said first. It says, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. We're looking forward to that new heaven and the new earth, right? Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. And so what do I do in response to that? Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things with your eyes set on your future goal, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless. He says, because you have your eyes on the prize, because you have your eyes on Jesus, make sure you are running toward purity, toward holiness. Run towards the change that will be complete when you see Jesus appear. Run toward that change. Pursue that. This is what John says. John says this in 1 John chapter 3. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. We're God's children. We're God's kids now. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. It's not, we haven't seen what we're going to be yet, but we do know this. We know that when he shall appear, what? We shall be like him. Why? For we shall see him as he is. That power with which he will subdue all things is the same power with which he will change us. That change will be fully complete, right? How amazing, right? Do you know what he says in the next verse? It's our response to that. He says this, and every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. You know what John is saying? It's a phrase I heard this week. Become what you are. Become what you are. You are pure in Jesus, so run like it. You are pure in Jesus, so live like it. Run as one who has been changed by Jesus through salvation toward the day your change will be complete when he comes back. And this is exactly what Paul encourages us to do in the beginning of the next chapter, Philippians 4:1. He says this, therefore, my brethren, knowing that we've seen everything that we've seen,
my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and my crown. He says, because of that, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. This is such great hope for us. Because of your hope in Jesus, stand fast. Don't let those who are running in the opposite direction convince you to run away from pursuing Jesus. Don't let them convince you to run towards fleshly lusts. Don't run with your eyes just here on earth. Run past that. Run with your focus beyond earth. Run with your eyes on eternity. Find a running buddy that will help you run with your eyes set on the glory that is being prepared for you, and don't settle for anything less. Here's my question for you. If I asked you, do you have a running buddy? Is there somebody that your mind goes to? Do you have a running buddy? Who does it by nature go to? If you don't have anybody, find one. Find somebody you can run with. The second question is this. This is so helpful for us because, you know, if we don't have running buddies, if we don't have somebody that we can run with, think of your spiritual walk. Who is it that you're spending the most time with? And how is the people you're spending time with affecting your spiritual walk? Are you, based on the people that you're spending time with, growing in Jesus? How has your pursuit of purity been based on who you spend time with? How has your investment in eternity been based on the people that you spend time with? What has your focus been on? What has your investment been on? What has your conversation been on? You can tell if you're a running buddy. You have a running buddy. The question is it a spiritual running buddy, a running buddy who is going to help you in your walk with Jesus, or one who is going to pull you away from your walk with Jesus? Find a running buddy that will help you walk with Jesus. Find one who will help you and run with you in your pursuit of purity, in your pursuit of being changed into the image of Jesus. Don't settle for anything less than that. Run as you are. Run as you are, we are. Become what you are. Be pure. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you so much for this great reminder in our lives. You created this thing called the church for a reason. By your great design, you have allowed us to find people, to run with people who have the same mindset, that same passion to pursue you, to be changed by you consistently in their lives. Through the church family, we are reminded once again to gather together, to challenge one another, to encourage one another, to help one another, to support one another in running after Jesus. Help us, one, to be a good running buddy, to be a good running partner, but also to be running with those who help us run in the right direction. Help us to find that in our lives and to pursue that in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.